It's 846 4CA. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. You might have heard yesterday I was talking about an event coming up at CPAC on the 4th of June. And look, you know, as I well know, a lot of our audience are real fans of Queen. This is a show you just don't want to miss. The star of Bohemian Rhapsody, he joins me this morning, Thomas Crane. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much, Murray. Thank you for having me on.
Should I call you Tom or Thomas? What's the most appropriate?
You can call me Tom.
Call you Tom, okay. I didn't want to sound like your mum. But look, I was reading a bit about your background, and we'll talk about the current things you're up to as well. But growing up in Scotland, I should imagine that Queen would have been such an essential part of your diet on the radio as a kid. I'm sure you would have never thought that you'd be doing what you're doing now back then.
Absolutely not. I mean, I was 14 years old when I first heard some Queen songs, and I fell in love with Freddie's voice and the sound of the actual music, you know, and never knew that the day would come that I'd be standing on stage taking them off, yeah.
And, you know, he's so theatrical. I tell you what, they're a pretty solid pair of shoes to fill, though.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's not been easy, but I suppose, you know, I have what it takes at the end, and that's why I do it.
Now, tell me, you know, you obviously have this amazing life on stage. Let's, you know, kind of move to the modern day. It's interesting. I was reading a bit about your background, and these days you're actually living in a van. You really are living the life in so many ways.
Yes, I am. I live in a Mercedes Sprinter. During COVID, I bought a van, and I thought, you know, it'd be easier to travel between gigs in a van. It's just much more easier on the road rather than flying because of the way things have happened. And I actually got a job on the farm during COVID as well, so I had a little bit of time between that and the whole year actually to kit the van out the way I wanted it, and it's worked out really well actually.
And look, you know, that time off must have been also really reinvigorating in a lot of ways too.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working for years as a performer, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'd be doing 100 shows probably every year, and then from that to zero, it was a big change for me. I suppose I enjoyed, you know, the rest. Gave me a chance to kind of rewrite a few things, like I was rewriting a few Queen songs, a few mixes, stuff like that, and of course building the van. So it's pretty much worked out pretty well for me.
Now, tell me, walk me around the van. Obviously, you've got all the basics and things that you need, but have I got this wrong? Have you actually got a recording studio in the van as well?
No, not quite yet. I mean,
okay.
I'm thinking about it. I've got like a piano, I've got a keyboard, I've got two amps, I've got three guitars, I've got a full drum kit.
Wow.
And of course, we've got the shower and the sink and the lounge area. Everything else.
Tell you what, it must be an amazing sprinter. I guess the you know, they're a fairly good size, so it's amazing what you can obviously whack in there as well. So look, you know, all roads obviously leading to Cairns for CPAC, the show on the 4th of June. You know, the Bohemian Rhapsody tour, you've been doing it for quite a while. You've wowed audiences for years. Just give us a bit of a snapshot of what we can expect on stage on the 4th of June.
Okay, so we all dress up in costume, and of course I play the piano. We're the only Queen tribute band in Australia that are true to Queen, as in the authentic way that we remember it. I also play guitar. I wear the teeth, which is something else. We have a bit of a joke about that on stage, but I'm sure when people come and see us, they'll enjoy every part of it. We play the greatest hits. I mean, we play all the best songs that people remember, and we play them the way that they remember as well. So the sound is very important as well as visual to us.
And that's amazing. You preempted me. I was going to ask you about the teeth, and you slipped it in. So tell me, are they ones, not like the ones they used to have as kids that glowed in the dark and you'd scare all your mates, are they?
No, they're professionally made. You know, made to size. Actually, I had them adjusted during COVID. They were at the dentist for a few months and getting perfected because, you know, it's just the detail. Everything that comes down to detail, including the costumes, of course, you know, it's very much exactly the same as what it was.
That's amazing because, you know, you hear about that, you know, some of the big films, and there's been quite a few of them over the years that have actually basically, had somebody playing Freddie Mercury, and the teeth is, I guess, such something that's so memorable about Freddie. And, of course, that's been a challenge for quite a few people up on stage. Mate, in every way, it sounds like we have the complete package. We've got some more double passes to give away over the next couple of days to go along and check out the show. CPAC, it's on the 4th of June. I know you're down in the southeast corner of the state, so you better hit the road. We're looking forward to seeing you here in this part of the world. Thomas Crane, look forward to seeing you on the 4th of June for the Bohemian Rhapsody Show.
Thank you very much. Can't wait.